Hi, this is Michael.
Hey, Michael, it's Shashank. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you so much for asking. What about yourself, Shashank?
I'm doing well, doing well. I just wanted an update on what's going on with the printing of my book and when all that's going to be.
Absolutely. So, quick update for you. So, we're going to be doing it. We're actually preparing the print-ready files. It will be ready very shortly. And secondly, because this is an expedited project, we're basically looking to onboard a different lender from possibly a different location. So I'll just send all the details over to you, possibly on email, or I'll just probably let you know over a call. That's something that I could do, because here's the deal. There's a lot of mix in the type of quality that we would want to, let's say, retain. The inner pages of the book itself were the ones that you possibly received from Canva. Now, we want to retain that quality and the front cover as well. Typically, it's just hard to have all those things all in one go. But here's what we're doing is we're basically onboarding a lender that could really go with a custom approach that can basically have both of those things, but also at the same time retain the sort of, let's say, a specific set margin on the book itself too. So what that basically means is not in terms of profit margins, but in margins, especially in terms of the budget that we actually have. So otherwise, it's
Sure.
just getting expensive. That's all. So we're just trying to find sources. I'm just going to get an answer by tonight, and I can basically let you know about all of it by tomorrow, and that way we can be all clear. But it's something that we will do, and I've received, let's say, good news that we can do it.
Okay, so you're gonna find out information by tonight, and then what time tomorrow do you think you'll let me know? Because like I said, we're approaching that timeline, right? Of like by next week I need something at my door. Otherwise I'm gonna have to go with, a different production company or something because like, I'm running like, printing is gonna take for a mass production.
What's your deadline?
So I told Mark my absolute deadline is May 17th. Like I need the book, like I need the 250 copies by May 17th on my doorstep. So it's a Wednesday, May 17th.
Okay, got it. So May 17th, that's the absolute deadline, but before that, okay, so I think we can pull this off in a matter of 7 to 10 days, but I'm just going to get a confirmation and I will definitely let you know. You can
Okay.
give me a call tomorrow in the afternoon. That way I will have my afternoon, and that way we can basically reconvene and I can let you know whatever I have as an answer from the team.
Okay, by tomorrow afternoon. Okay. And then what, so tomorrow we'll get a final answer of whether or not you can do this, correct? Or
You
whether
could,
it's going to be too expensive to do it?
yeah, we'll definitely give you that answer by tomorrow. That's for sure.
Okay. And then if for some reason you can't do it, how, like, what are you guys refunding me? Are you like, 'cause like that's also going to be a topic that I would want to discuss as well.
Well, I'll have to check with the initial consult. I believe that was Chris, and I think Chris was the one who actually charged you for the printing and the design as well, right?
So he did a lump sum I of it was about $5,300 because I had to pay extra for the amount of books and the pages and stuff. But most of that money that I gave him was mainly for the cost of the printing part.
Right.
The design part, I had kind of helped with a lot of the design stuff, especially with the book designing and everything. It was all on us. It was just the cocktail designs that they helped out with.
Right.
So nothing with the book design or nothing with the cut. Like that was all me and my fiance did all that stuff.
Right.
So
So
for that, yeah, go ahead, sir.
on your part, it's let's say, a lump sum amount that has been paid for the design and the printing both. However, I think one of the most important things that, let's say, you should have done with Chris is that you would have defined, let's say, the price for the design and then for the printing. Because I think a lot of work, as far as design is concerned, is more towards the photo manipulation side, correct?
The lot of the designing was, yeah, the being able to design the cocktail. But what I did was, what we did for a lot of them, for maybe about a good half of them was that we provided our own initial design and we had them modify that design. So we gave them a base and they modified it. So it wasn't like they were creating all these from scratch. A lot of these, we gave them a base and then they used that. So we did a lot of the work ourselves. And I actually asked Chris, I asked him to give me a contract that outlined this. But he said there was no need to worry about this. There's no need to worry about this, that we'll do it. And all he gave me was printing plus the designs of the 20 cocktails on a hard copy cover. That's all he did. When I kept asking him to give me more than that, to label all this. So that's where I was frustrated, was that I didn't even have, like, I'm getting married and I have a million contracts. And all I was asking was for him to give me a contract of something written. He couldn't do that. And then we were kind of like in a rush to do a lot of things. So, if I have to go to someone else to print, it's going to cost a lot of money.
Indeed.
To print, 250 copies. So I'm going to, I'm going to need a good chunk of the money back because we, had done a majority of that work. But hopefully it doesn't have to go to that. But I'm just saying, like, I need contingency options because we're running out of time.
But what I'll do is I'll ask Chris as to how he's defined it, because that's one thing that's important. And then I'll ask the production team as to, let's say, the printing team or, let's say, the outsourcing team to really figure out what's going to be the absolute cost to considering, let's say, this is premium and, you're obviously going to be making sure. At the end of the day, regardless of the sum, you're going to be wanting to have 250 printed copies and obviously make sure that they're of premium quality just the way you want it. So, I'll ask
what
that sum comes to from the outsourcing team, outsourcing or printing both, and I'll ask Chris as to how he's defined it, and then, we'll just discuss and see what we can come down to, what it comes down to, really. Go ahead.
Oh, no, what I was saying is because, I showed Mark the quality. I don't know if he showed you the video, but from Canva, other than the formatting issues that we had, everything else was great. The printer paper, the quality, everything was great. So I guess from our end, it seems like for the price we paid for this, it didn't seem like it was that difficult to get us what we needed. But at the same time, I understand if you're trying to outsource this elsewhere with a different team, the specs and the fonts and the formatting is all going to be, a little different. And I understand that.
Go ahead.
But I guess my frustration lies where you guys had told me mid-April that you were able to do this, and we're now having this conversation 2 weeks later with all of this. So that's my frustration, is that I wasted so much time when I could have been, searching for something else.
Exactly.
That
yeah.
What we this. This exactly should have, this conversation we should have had 2 weeks ago, a month ago, because the book was completed about April 10th. So
absolutely.
That's when we should have had these conversations. So that's where I'm losing out, not even on just money, but on time, because now, to expedite things would cost even more money too.
Exactly.
So that's why by tomorrow I need a decision on what you can do, but I would need, money returned to do it.
In the case of which, let's say it's not done, right? That's not a problem. I'll speak to the team and see what we can do about it. That's not a problem. But until then, just wait for my answer until tomorrow, and then we'll be able to tell you that this is how we're going to do it. I'm going to take everything in writing from the outsourcing team because, that's the information that I've received from them. And once I have that in writing, I'll send it to you in email as long as we have a positive answer.
Okay, sounds good. What time approximately Pacific time do you think? Like I said, tomorrow's Thursday, and then, Friday's going to approach, and, now we're in the start of May, come Monday.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So how about, let's say you give me a call at 12 my time. So that's, I think that's 2 your time.
2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Two, okay, I'll do that then. And I'll follow up with you. Okay?
That's perfect. Sounds good. Thank you so much, Shashank.
All right, great. Thank you.
No
Take
worries.
Care.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.